Hello?
Oh, hi, Jolita. It's Sean with Legacy Insurance Group. How are you today?
Hey, Sean. Good. I thought you were going to call me before 3.
Oh, you know, my wife and I had a maternity shoot today. We had to meet a photographer. So,
oh, okay.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm just getting back from that function. So I wanted to make sure I didn't forget about you.
Y'all having a baby?
Yeah, the baby's coming in about 1 month. So we wanted to get photos of, you know, the big plump belly before the baby comes.
Oh, okay. Oh, congratulations. Is this the first baby?
This is our first. Yeah, we're very excited about it.
Oh, good. That is wonderful. That is so, so wonderful.
It's certainly going to shake up our world. And so
boy or girl?
It's a girl. We're going to name her
Holly. Okay. Okay.
She's kicking around, and we're excited to meet her.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. We've had a lot of support. Everybody's been very kind to us. And
okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful time for us, though.
So. Yeah.
I'm grateful. But I did want to just make sure we took care of you, and I wanted to make sure before I ended my night, I got back in touch with you, and so I could answer any questions that you might have about what I sent you yesterday.
Yeah, I wasn't able to pull it up on my big computer. It was on my phone. I don't know how to get into my email on my computer. Maybe I'll forward it to my husband's laptop and look at it. But is there a deposit in a month, and what's the monthly fee?
The monthly fee is about $228, and
mm-hmm.
so coverage is going to be very comparable, you know, full coverage
mm-hmm.
of all vehicles, roadside service, rental car.
Uh-huh.
There's also, depending on how you drive, there's an opportunity for
mm-hmm.
you to earn some additional discounts based on your driving.
Okay.
But yeah, you would start out about $228. That pricing
okay.
is locked
oh.
in for a year, and I think the savings would net you about $500 per year.
Is there a deposit?
Yes, the down payment is your first month. So whatever would be due for the first month is how we would activate the insurance.
Okay. Is that the $228 or you don't know what that is yet?
No, it's the $228. It's equal to 1 month, about 8.3%.
My insurance payment is coming due on the 16th of this month.
Okay. What we could
yeah.
do is we could intercept it so it doesn't come out, and then we could just have that policy replaced with ours on the start date.
Okay. All right.
That's typically
okay.
what we do. You know, we make it easy for our clients. So if they don't
mm-hmm.
want a payment to come out, we would cancel the policy the same day that ours starts. And then we
mm-hmm.
would shut off the auto pay that you have set up with Geico.
Okay. And what's the name of the insurance?
That's National General. Very good company.
Oh, okay.
Been around a long time. They just got acquired by Allstate, matter of fact.
Okay. And so after a year, where does it go to after a year?
Well, there's no telling. But you will certainly know well in advance. They send out renewal notices about 30 to 60 days before the policy expires.
Uh-huh. Could it be that it could, because I know, like, right now with Geico, I'm doing $265.
That's pretty steep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it has something to do with those. I had a couple of accidents where they had to up my, because of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, to the degree that you stopped having claims, you know, you'll gradually see those accidents or violations roll off of your insurance record.
Mm-hmm.
But that may take some time depending on when the accidents or the violations occurred.
I think it was 2019, 2020, and 2021, I think.
Okay. So you may have one or two of them have their surcharge lessened once they're out of the 3-year look back period.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that you and I can review when you're up for renewal next May.
Okay. All right. So so what do I need to do with you?
The only thing that you would need to do is just provide us with your bank routing and account information and the policy number that you have over at GEICO. And then we'll contact them to have that policy terminated. And we'll let you know if there is a balance due or a refund that will be due back.
Okay. So do I need to give you that information now?
That would be good. While I'm in the office, I can.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull up my GEICO policy and get my number, my policy number.
That'd be great. You can pull that from an ID card or a declarations page.
I got the GEICO app on my phone.
Even better.
Okay.
So, Miss Jolita, do you have any plans for this upcoming weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to a prayer breakfast on Saturday, and we're supposed to be going to a birthday celebrate. Our family is supposed to be getting together to celebrate the birthdays for the month of May. I don't know what we're gonna do. I don't know if we're going or not.
The weather is supposed to impact a lot of plans, including my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my wife and I are going to Lexington, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose we'll probably get rained out, but we're going to go anyways and try to enjoy it.
Oh, okay. All right, let me see here. Okay, it says the policy number is 451-957-1717.
I'll repeat that back to you, Jolita. I heard 451-957-1717.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So am I combining my auto with my homeowner's stuff?
Yes.
Or are they gonna be two separate? Or it's being combined?
Well, both policies will be insured by our agency. Two different companies, but we'll still apply a discount on your behalf for having both auto and home together.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Is Richard's name on the GEICO policy too?
Yeah, it's Richard and Jolita. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay, because I remember you mentioned he had a motorcycle.
Yeah, but my name is not on his motorcycle. Let me see. I have that VIN number for his motorcycle, but I think because he had a thing I saw sitting here. Let me see. You can check for. Let me see if the VIN number is on here.
We'd really only offer to insure the motorcycle if he was planning to keep it. But if you said he's maybe considering selling it, then, you know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Let me ask, I have the VIN number. You want the VIN number for?
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead. go ahead, read that off to me, and I'll call you tomorrow if we have good terms on the motorcycle.
Okay. 3, J like in Juliet, B like in Bravo. Then number 2, F like in Foxtrot, E like in Echo, G like in Golf. 2-2, L like in Lima, J like in Juliet, 001510. His premium for his motorcycle, he's paying forty. Oh, this says January 2022, which is already gone. He was paying $40.84.
Now, does he just have liability coverage on the motorcycle, or is he insured for collision and comprehensive too?
I think he has full coverage on that motorcycle.
All right. Thank you for clarifying.
I can ask him.
That'd be good. I may be able to find that out myself.
Okay.
And
all right.
Lastly, Jolita, what's the routing mm-hmm. and account number to the bank that you use for the auto pay?
Oh, okay. 1 second. I need your region. Okay, so it's the routing number is 062-000-19.
I'll repeat that back to you, Jolita. I heard 062 and then what sounded like 000019.
Right, 4 zeros and then 19. Mhm.
Okay. And what's the account number?
01-560-26218.
All right. Now it's 01-560-26218.
Mm-hmm. So do I need to contact Geico, or you are going to contact Geico?
That's the best part. We'll take care of it for you. You can just sit back and enjoy your evening.
Okay, so I'm going to still have full coverage on both vehicles. I have rental and hospitalization accident. What is it?
Transportation expenses.
Right, and then I have, like, if you have accident and you go in the hospital.
Oh, the medical expenses?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the roadside service as well.
Right, right. Roadside assistance, right?
The roadside assistance. Your documents should be available to you within the hour.
Okay.
You know, it was basically the same items that I had emailed to you yesterday.
Okay. Is it possible? Huh? You're sending a copy of it to me in the mail?
You want us to mail you something?
Yes, please. Because I probably have to... I think on the I probably have to contact because sometimes when you switch over if you have a lien holder on your vehicle, they have to know who those people are, right?
Oh yeah, that's a good point. So if you have a finance company, we'll notify them. We just need to know which vehicle is being financed by which company, and we can send out those communications on your behalf.
Okay, so my vehicle is being financed by Regional Credit. And the Kia, even though it's being financed by Credit Acceptance.
So the bank account you gave me is for Regions Bank, and which vehicle belongs to you, Jolita?
Both of the vehicles are in my name.
Oh, they're both in your name. Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
All right. So the Chevy, who is that being financed by?
The Chevy is being financed by Regional Acceptance.
Okay. And the Kia?
Credit Acceptance.
You have good memory to remember that.
Well, they call me all the time when my husband is late with the payment.
All right. So it should be pretty easy for me to look up their address and what will happen when we issue the new insurance is notification will go out to them. We'll add them out as the lien holder for each vehicle.
Okay. Credit acceptance and regional. Regional is mine. Regional acceptance is regional.
For the Chevy.
Regional. Regional Acceptance Corporation is for my Chevy, and Credit Acceptance is for Richard's, the Kia.
The Kia, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So what you would expect, what you can expect next is we'll have some documents and an application to electronically sign within the next hour.
And okay.
Then after we've made contact with GEICO, we can let you know what to expect back in terms of a refund. And we'll send a separate email letting you know that that policy has been terminated. And both of the lien holders that you provided me will also get notified that there's a new insurance.
Okay. Right. Okay. And so when are you taking the first payment out for the new policy?
It'll be submitted with the application that we're going to issue this evening. And so probably take 2 to 3 business days for that first payment to fully withdraw out of the bank.
And how much is it going to be?
It was $228 yesterday.
Uh-huh. It changes daily?
No, it changes based on the effective date of the policy. So let me see. I'll give you a precise amount.
Okay. And so on my account, what would I need? What would I see the name on? General something? Oh, yes.
It'll probably come out under the name Intagon General.
Intagon?
Intagon General.
Intagon. Okay. Intagon. Okay.
Yeah.
Intagon.
Right. But as always, you have any questions, Jolita? Just give our agency
so
a call.
Can you call me back after you find the information about the motorcycle? And then if you insure all three of them, how much it'll be?
Oh, you want me to do that? Yeah. Yeah. I think I could do that.
Yeah.
May not be tonight, but you know, what's
that's
your availability
fine. That's fine.
In the morning?
I have a doctor's appointment in Alexander at 9. So, and that's probably about an hour. So I would say anytime after 10, you can call me or 11 o'clock or 12 or anywhere along there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that then.
Okay. But you'll check into that, but the motorcycle first before you submit that, or you got to go ahead and submit that for the two vehicles.
No, they can both be separate. They can both be separate. They're on a different policy regardless, so.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Why don't
all
I
right.
call you about that in the morning?
Okay.
And then,
that's fine.
Then we'll take it from there.
Okay. All right, then. No problem. All right. Look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Take care, Jolita.
All right. You too. Thanks, Mr. Sean. Appreciate you. It's been very helpful. I know I have one other question. I know you're trying to get home. I'm so sorry. This is regarding my insurance for the house. The insurance for the house, that's homeowner's insurance. What does that entail?
Oh, it entails a lot of things. It entails the complete rebuild of the house. It entails coverage for the personal property in the home. It entails liability coverage if there's any injured parties that sue you for injury or damage. But provides you a place to live.
It doesn't cover anything. Like if I have like warranty stuff, home warranty, that's a different policy, right?
Yes and no. You know, it depends on what the damage is. Your policy would cover mechanical breakdown of major household equipment.
Okay. Okay. Like the oven, the refrigerator. What about the hot water heater, the air conditioning?
The large stuff, such as the HVAC system.
Uh-huh.
And the hot water heater. But, you know, a lot of the smaller appliances, it would be best to not even worry about, you know, involving an insurance claim.
Okay. So what is my deductible for that?
$1,000.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
All right. We'll talk tomorrow. You too. Thanks a lot. Uh-huh.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.